ABC Radio on a Sunday evening, 767095. Eastbourne is the telephone number. Also, hello to Dave and Paul and Barry and all the mob in New Haven. Nice to see you lot last week. Eastbourne 0323 if you're miles away, 767095 if you'd like a request. 0323 is the area code, 767095, or write to our mailing address of ABC PO Box 629 Eastbourne in Sussex, and all the correct answers will be going into a hat, and we'll be having a grand draw next Sunday, as soon as you know what the A-side to this is. Fader, that's it. Alright, let's have a little bit more response to the B-side competition this week than we did last week. Didn't get any correct answers last week. Well, it was a little bit difficult, but that one is easy. What's the A-side to that? Eastbourne 767095, or you can write to us, of course, at ABC PO Box 629 Eastbourne in Sussex. Continuing with the music, here's Lionel Richie now, doing something rather unusual. He's of course, he's dancing on the ceiling. ABC Radio with Andy Ellis until 8 o'clock. We're on 105.3 FM in glorious mono. Well, it's the same out of both speakers, isn't it? 8 till 9, it's Gary Oliver and Arthur Deck, and I've just crashed.
Festival starts tomorrow, Friday, August the 22nd. Friday's lineup is Killing Joke. Sick.
Right, yeah.
So, JBC. Oh.
That's seven on it.
I love that. That's marvellous. What happened? It says there's something exploded.
Yeah, it's a situation when, to anyone who's not technically minded, you have faders or rotary controls. Now, what you do, you set the levels, obviously slightly lower than your voice, your microphone level, so that your voice can be heard above the microphone, above the sound effect. And in the case of Tom there, I think he was unfortunate enough that perhaps he didn't set his level first and the sound effect came in quite contentedly. That can be quite amusing, especially if you're doing a voiceover on an ad, which was one of the problems I had doing the ads that I was making, was I had the levels too high on the backing music, and you could hear this little drowned voice, and this really terrible backing music. But eventually, no, they turned out all right in the end, which was the main thing.
Great. Well, I think there's just one more question I'd like to ask you, Simon. The Radio Caroline is a pirate ship that has two stations broadcasting on it. The other one is the Dutch Radio Monique.
That's right, yeah.
How do you get on with the Dutch?
Very good. They're a lot of fun. They like a good laugh as well. There was one morning, in fact, a Saturday morning. At the weekends, I'd done breakfast on Caroline from 5 a.m. until 9 o'clock. And on my last Saturday out there, I done international breakfast on Monique, which was quite good fun, which is 5 until 6 o'clock their time, which is 4 until 5 our time. And basically, I was just let loose in the Monique studio for an hour.
So a pretty good bunch to get.
Oh, yeah, they're a great bunch. Everyone gets on really well out there, and they pop in to see us in the 558 studio. The studios are separated just by sort of 2 sheets of glass. It's all soundproof. We've got 558 on one side and 963 in the other, which means you can make rude signs at the Dutch. And also we can listen to the Dutch in the 558 studio. And a Dutch presenter, the basic way to imagine a Dutch presenter is as a conductor conducts his orchestra. That is basically when they're talking, it's arms everywhere and these weird noises coming out of the Dutch studio. But right. Very good band.
Well, Charlie's running out. I'd love to carry on talking to you. We could talk for hours. What advice would you give to any budding DJs out there who'd like to have a go at being a DJ on Radio Caroline? What advice would you give them?
Well, really, I mean, working on Caroline is, in some respects, is quite simple because it's a very, very tight format. A lot of people say that there's not enough personality that goes into Caroline. The reason for that being is there's two reasons. The one main reason is that it is not a personality station. It's a music radio station. That is the first important thing.
Right.
And the second thing is that, as they can probably appreciate, not an awful lot goes on in the North Sea. And obviously to actively talk about things, you really have to be actively involved in a normal environment.
Cool, so otherwise you'd start repeating yourself.
That's right. But yeah, I mean, if anyone who would be interested in working on Caroline and thinks they've got the knack, then really the best thing to do is send a demonstration tape to the American address, and then that does actually get to the page.
Which is?
which is New York 1155 in the US of A.
You haven't forgotten that.
Oh, no. I shan't forget, Harry.
Would you just like to play this niche record?
Yeah, I've got to say good evening to Rick Hyland from Radio DGH. A Cliff Richard fan, possibly.
And, so, Rick Hyland, down there at Hospital Radio, you've been mentioned by the famous Simon West. You'll be on ABC doing your own show next Sunday.
Yes, apparently... you have told me that I'm doing this, so yes, shall be here at some
point. I'm sure
point.
We'd all like to see Simon back on the airwaves of ABC. I say back on the airwaves of ABC.
Yes, there have been previous acquaintances, haven't there? I must admit.
We won't go into details. There are other questions I'd love to ask you. We're running out of time, so we'll let this record say.
Okay, right. And say, wish you a very good night, and I shall see you next week. Cliff Richard, ladies and gentlemen, from him, here's Some People. Some people.